Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts this week, Professor Chris G, and on the other line with me, well, we always make the joke that we lose him, but this week he's going to be way off, because he's due for a day off. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was excited last week because we got to return to the Unova region and we had a fun action-packed episode. We had some battling, you know. We had Team Rocket, you know, almost getting away with some shit. And then this week.
Yeah, we're back. We're back to the Orange Islands. I can say one good thing about this episode.
Okay.
Happy 100th episode of the original series, bro. This is episode 100.
Woo! Jesus, wow.
I know, right?
That came out of nowhere.
I know. But this is literally episode 100 from this series. And I know we've done more than 100 episodes. Don't get on us, people. But this is episode 100 of the whole series in general. Can you believe it? So we have done 100 of these episodes, and now knowing that each episode with Ash equates to 1,234, we're not even a drop in the freaking bucket at this point.
Hey, we've done a tenth.
No, that's not even a tenth. We're still below a tenth. We still
need, damn.
We still need a few more episodes to and it took us 3 years to get to this point, bro.
Well, it's kind of like you said, I don't remember if it was last week or if it was during the Poke Break episode. You know, for a while there we were banking episodes, you know, to the point where we could stop and, you know, natural breaks turn into something going down to where we can't record. And then,
yeah,
we decided we wanted to be a little more topical with our coverage. So
absolutely. But so audience, all of you out there listening to our show, and we thank you for listening every single week, by the way, because we greatly appreciate it. But how would you feel if going forward, we take a break from our usual broadcast, which would be our Orange Islands, Black and White, and we jump into a more recent Pokemon season, starting with Pokemon Master Journeys? And I know a lot of you are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why would you start on Master Journeys and not just Journeys? Well, Journeys was okay, but it had a whole lot to do with Go trying to capture every Pokemon known to man. That's really what those episodes were. Me and Doug kind of want to get into the meat and potatoes, where Go is being, I guess you could say, trained to get onto this Project Mew thing, and Ash is going through a tournament. And why drag through some of those slow episodes when we can get right into the action? Right, Doug?
And it's not like, you know, starting at the top of Master Journeys, it's not like we're like 10 episodes away from him being in the championship. Like, that's still...
That's an Ultimate Journeys.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, Journeys, I didn't know this until I was doing some digging this morning. So I was like, well, how long is Master Journeys? And I looked and it was like 42 episodes. I was like, that's not bad. And then I was kind of skimming through the titles and stuff, and I was like, this makes no mention of a championship. And then I just happened to click on the next series, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, they're getting you ready for it. So
yeah, I mean, even if we started right at the top of Master Journeys, I mean, we're still close to 100 away from any of the, you know, action.
Yeah, we are.
But yeah, I mean, those episodes are on, well, the majority, I believe all of Master Journeys is on, it's on Pokemon.com if it's not all on Netflix. And then
it is. All of Master Journeys is on Netflix, and Ultimate Journeys, part of it, up to a certain, as of this recording on April 26th. So up to a certain point is Ultimate Journeys right now on Netflix. So I believe I think we're getting the final of that in the next couple of weeks. I think the beginning or middle of May is when they're going to drop the remainder.
I was going to say, by the time we were even close to being ready, it would all be on there.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not like we're going crazy, because we did cover, you know, we went out of our way to cover Ash's final 11.
And all so of covering, you like that. They,
right.
They really clamored onto that.
So covering, you know, Master Journeys and Ultimate Journeys, that's just a natural step back.
Yep. And you'll still get your Poke Breaks, so don't worry about that. We will still do our Poke Break episodes, and I'm gonna throw this out there, and I'm not gonna get too far into it because we do have a Pokemon episode to get into, but I'm digging this Pokemon Horizons.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I'll keep this nice and short, and we'll talk about this on a future Poke Break episode. But bad guys are actually bad guys in this series. The battles actually look pretty legit, like a way of that Pokemon should be like battling. My only thing is right now, and I think we're going to meet them in episode 4. We're 3 episodes in and no Roy. No Roy whatsoever. But I have confirmed that Roy and Liko are both going to actually meet each other. So my whole assumption of one being like in the past and one being in the future kind of goes out the door.
Okay, yeah, because you were kind of heavy on that tip for a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless they switch something up, I don't see that happening. And they do have a theme song. You know, we finally got the theme song in the third episode. So that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I tapped my foot to it. So I was like, okay, I can dig it. But I feel like after listening to it like 8 or 9 times, I'm going to be like, where's the skip button? But yeah, I like it. I like the characters. Right. They really flushed them out. So I'll keep it at that. If you're really wanting to watch these episodes, they're all online. They all got English subtitles to it. You know where to find them. If you don't know where to find them, just look up on Wikipedia what the name of the episode is, and then put it in the Google search bar.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. Just Google. Just be smart.
Yeah. Like I say, I want to try to check out a handful of them and, you know, have something to report for our next break episode.
Yeah. And I'm gonna warn you, though, Doug. I mean, I know you've kind of gotten used to, at least for 11 episodes, reading Japanese subtitles and referring to Ash as Satoshi. If you watch the first 2 episodes, they're gonna drag you in.
No, I'm a strong-willed individual. I can walk away. I'm not.
Okay.
I can walk away.
You can walk away? You think so?
I'm confident in myself.
You really, really think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. But, all right. So we have a Pokemon episode to go over. And today we are going over episode 100 of the Pokemon series. Let's see. And it's called A Way Off, Day Off. And boy, did they live up to the name in this episode, bro.
Yeah, no shit.
So, this episode premiered in Japan May 27th, 1999, and here in the States, April 8th, 2000. So, unless you have anything else to talk about, Doug, I feel like we can jump right on in, and I don't think it's going to take us long to get through this episode.
No, I mean, of course, in previous episodes, that's been the kiss of death, so, you know.
Yep.
But,
there you go.
I really just, I watched this episode, and I said, I'm glad we started with the black and white episode, because this episode was,
yeah.
Yes.
Just think, when we come back to the Orange Islands at some point, we're going to come back to two Vulpix kind of fighting each other, a filler episode. That's the next one.
Well, I mean, but you also can take a step back and go, we're not that far off from being out of the Orange Island.
Yeah, we're not. He's almost in the Johto, where the series does kind of pick back up and actually mean something. So we're almost there.
And we get that bop of a theme song.
Yep. So you want to be a Masai Pokemon? Oh, man. So, and also, because he's a friend of our show, so I'll go ahead and I don't mind giving out some free promotion. Jason Page, the original Pokemon theme song, go on his Instagram, and I believe I will pull that up. Let's see. It is his Instagram. Jason Page. Okay. Oh, that's easy. His Instagram is Jason Page, one word. And he has the nice little blue check mark, so you know it's him and not a bot. So, that being said, go on his page, look at his stuff. He actually made a 30 or 45 second snippet basically saying goodbye to Ash Ketchum. He took the original theme song and rephrased some of the words and basically gave a goodbye to Ash.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, and Doug, and I know you'll take a listen to it, but it's really nice.
I definitely will.
So go on there, Pokemon fans, Instagram page, Jason Page, and go and listen to that 30-45 second snippet. Give him some clicks, because the more clicks you give him, the more content that he will put out. And I know he's doing good, because he's doing a whole bunch of conventions and stuff right now. But it's always nice to see him out there having fun and doing his thing. So
yeah.
So thank you, Jason Page. Hopefully we'll have you back on the show for another episode or something, whenever you get the chance. Just throwing that out there.
So, yeah, I'm figure something out.
So, all right. Let's start this episode. So, we start this episode like we start every Orange Islands episode, on the back of Lapras in the middle of the ocean. And the narrator even said that they're on high seas, and as always, they're in high spirits. But he must be joking, because when you look at Ash, Misty, and Tracy, they do not look like they are in high spirits. And the narrator even like takes his words back, and he's like, wait, hold up. These are high spirits? And you just see Togepi is about to fall asleep. Misty's like, I like water, but not this much water. Tracy's like, where's the nurse, Joy? I can't even go to a different room to draw a nice picture. And Ash is like, man, I want to see some Pokemon. And Misty goes, maybe we should do something. And Tracy's like, yeah. And all of a sudden, Ash's stomach starts growling. And Misty's like, how can you work up an appetite just sitting there all day? And Ash, without skipping a beat, is like, it's easy. I've been sitting here thinking. He's like, I've been thinking about eating all day. And they're like, oh. And Pikachu looks over and he starts pointing because they see an island ahead. And they're on their way over to a brand new island. Doug, go ahead and take it from here, my brother.
Yeah, and Ash's first thought is, well, maybe we can find something to eat. And Misty's like, yeah, maybe we'll find something to do. So within the first, you know, minute of the show, you have one character say, we have nothing to do. And then, you know, quickly opining that maybe this will give us something to do. So when you're saying that and you're not even to the title card, you know, what are we doing here? You know, Lapras is full speed ahead. And you know, we pan out, and then Jigglypuff pops out of the water.
Jiggly!
She's like, did you miss me? And then, you know, then we do get the title card of a way off, day off, and boy, was it. And so they're on the island, and, you know, we pan over, and crystal blue water, and just plant life, and couple of waterfalls, and Togepi and Pikachu go running off, and you know, they're don't go too far, you know.
Don't go too far, because we won't be able to find you. We should know where you are.
You know, it might make for an interesting episode or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we already did it, but never mind. That's been a while ago.
Maybe we should have did this episode from the perspective of the water Pokemon. It probably would have made it just a little better.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah. So but
here we are. So, you know, Misty's looking around and goes, this is beautiful. And Tracy's like, yeah, and it looks like we have the whole place to ourselves. And, you know, they turn around and we see Lapras and Staryu and Goldeen in the water, and they say, you know, go on, you know, go have some fun, you know, go occupy yourselves, because Lord knows we're not gonna. And, you know, Goldeen does a little flip, and, you know, just tag along, and then he gets hit on the head with a
walnut.
Yeah, with a walnut, and they're like, it's a meteor. And Tracy picks it up, and it looks like it's some kind of fruit. And Misty's like, somebody must have dropped it on you. And they're looking around, and they look up, and they happen to see a Farfetch'd. And
bro, why did he have to take out Dexter for a Farfetch'd? We had a whole fucking episode. The fuck it hasn't. We had a whole goddamn episode, and I try not to curse that much on this show anymore, but we had a whole episode where it was based on Farfetch'd. And if I'm not mistaken, he used Dexter on that Farfetch'd because he tried to catch it.
And that's when he found out that it wasn't a wild Farfetch'd. You know, he's been through a lot. You know, if he's expected to remember every Pokemon he's come across,
there's 151.
Plus, you know, he got hit on the head. He's got trauma
from a meteor.
He could be dead.
But
so yes, we get the the Pokédex entry, which probably was a little redundant, because I can't imagine it's changed. I mean, I'd have to go back and confirm that. Wouldn't that be some shit if it had?
I know. It's a wild duck Pokemon. And this extremely rare Pokemon can be found holding a leek or green onion, which is used to build its nest.
And Ash looks so happy with himself. He's like, it was a far-fetched, like, motherfucker.
And then, out of nowhere, we get a whole bunch of freaking far-fetched, a flock of them, just flying into the air.
A walk of flock of far-fetched. And, you know, Tracy's like, oh, finally, something's happening. I gotta make a sketch of this. But how in the heck is he going to sketch all? Like, they're literally flying in real time. Like, what's he going to do? Hold it. I got to sketch y'all.
I think this is the first time Ash saw so many freaking birds and he didn't throw a rock or a Pokeball at it.
Because they started it.
Yeah.
You know, Farfetch'd threw the walnut at him.
See, so you don't like it, do you, Ash?
Yeah, it's no fun, is it? I can't believe he went through that whole training and he watched all this shit on TV, and his first instinct when he sees a wild Pokemon is to throw a rock.
Yes.
Anyway. So they watch the flock of Farfetch'd fly away.
Walk a flock of
Farfetch'd. And Pikachu and Togepi come back with some oddly speckled pears.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, it looks like it's time for lunch. So Ash remembered he was hungry. And he's like, where'd you find those, Pikachu? And Pikachu points, you know, over yonder, you know.
You know, and I do like this. And not to keep stopping us, but this this is like kind of like an introduction to like Pokemon berries. Because in Pokemon Gold and Silver, you were able to get berries to give to your Pokemon to heal them from whatever condition that they had, or if they had low HP, they can eat it and get more HP. This is like a forest preview of the berries to come in Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like this.
So they go into the forest and they see, you know, all different kinds of, you know, colored berries growing off of trees. And they, Misty and Ash, go and pluck a couple of the pears for themselves. Togepi's still holding his. And
they're sour.
As they take a bite and they just immediately, they're like, oh my God, it's sour. Oh my God, we're going to die. Oh my God. Oh my God. And Tracy's over there pissing himself. He's like, oh, you know, it just depends on which ones you pick. And he pulls up into frame. He's got a handful of some darker pears.
Because they're more ripe.
Right. You know, it's like a banana. If it's bright green, you don't eat it. You wait till it's yellow.
Some people like green bananas.
Yeah, some people are weird. And, you know, so Ash takes one, and he's got a sour one in his left hand, and he's got a ripe one in his right hand. No, I didn't make an L. I just looked at my hands.
And Ash takes a bite of the darker one, and he's like, oh, these are great. Dark is good. And Tracy is like, yeah, they have so many kinds of fruit growing on this island. And even Ash isn't going to go hungry on this island, Misty goes. And that's when Ash is like, oh, no, Misty's like, oh, that's why the Farfetch'd were here, because they were eating a lot of the fruit from this island. And Ash is like, well, since the food's free, why don't we spend the day here? Not that you don't have some Pokemon badges to go get, Ash. I mean, you only have four badges. Only four badges.
Is it four? I thought it was three.
No, it's four. He only he needs to get four seashell badges, and he is lollygagging. We haven't even gotten to the championship ceremony or anything yet. Those are going to be some episodes.
Well, shoot.
But Ash is like, why don't we give ourselves and the Pokemon a little vacation? I thought this whole time you are out of vacation. Isn't being a Pokemon trainer just having the luxury of doing what you want when you want? So isn't that kind of a vacation?
I mean, kind of. He ain't on no schedule.
Yeah. So, but he takes out his Pokeballs and he releases Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Snorlax, and Charizard. And they all come flopping down. Snorlax and Charizard are over in the corner. And it's Charizard still does not listen to Ash. So I want to throw that out there because I know him and Charizard are kind of like this. And I know you can't see because this is audio, but you know what I'm talking about. They're like this now. And still not the case yet. So Snorlax is sleeping and Charizard is scratching his belly like, yeah, why'd you take me out of my Pokeball? And then Tracy sends out Venonat, Meryl, and Scyther. And they all come out of their Pokeballs. And Scyther just looks old the way that they
do. He does, doesn't he?
For real. And Misty throws out her Psyduck. But Psyduck is already out of its Pokeball. And she's like, you gotta wait until I tell you to come out of your Pokeball. And so they use Scyther to use Sword Dance to go and get some fruit off of the trees. Well, actually, no, not yet.
Scyther's like, just jacked. Scyther is the Pokemon equivalent of jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, for real. So,
and he's got everybody else kind of shook, like everybody else is kind of cowering away. And
yeah, I just remembered right now, bro, like Scyther hasn't met the rest of the crew. So Scyther is like, oh, who are these Pokemon? I thought I was the only Pokemon. I'm the best Pokemon. Ha ha ha.
I'm the best Pokemon.
And Tracy's like, hey, Scyther, say hi to everybody, will ya? And Scyther's like, Sigh! And all the rest of the Pokemon are scared because Scyther has these big old cleavers. And they're like, oh my gosh, he's going to hurt us. And Misty's like, Scyther is not going to make any friends if he keeps scaring everybody by just saying hello. But Togepi, being little cute old Togepi, runs over to Scyther and just starts patting him on the foot. And it's like, it's okay, Scyther. I'm not scared of you. I love you. And just toga, 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 toga. And then the rest of the Pokemon are like, oh, he must be very friendly. Let's all go over. So the rest of the Pokemon go over. And they're like, oh, hi, Scyther. And Scyther's like, sigh. And Missy's like, look at that. Togepi's not scared of anything. And they're like, yeah, Scyther's going to fit right on in, isn't it? So all the Pokemon are saying their hellos and everything. Charizard is like, yeah, I don't want to say hi to Scyther. I can easily just use my Ember attack and just burn him to a crisp. So don't talk.
He literally says, "Humph."
And Ash, being Ash, looks right over at Charizard. It's like, what the hell kind of attitude is that? I asked you to come over and say hello. Will it kill you to be polite for once? And he's like, I'm sick of your attitude. You really burn me up, Charizard. And Charizard just looks right up at Ash. And it's just like, you're going to talk to me like that? just burns fucking Ash to a fucking crisp. And it's at that point Scyther comes running over and slices the fire and steps up to Charizard. They look eye to eye and they just like, "Hur!" And Ash gets up and he's like, no fighting. This is supposed to be a day off, you two. Come on. And Scyther is like, huh. And Charizard's like, huh. And Tracy's like, yeah, well, this is going to be a little tricky now, isn't it? And Pikachu's like, ha, if you only knew. And then we get Team Rocket, who is lounging on the beach. And this is the one of very few times that they actually drew Jesse in like a two-piece bikini, because normally she's like covered up and shows no cleavage, but they had no problem drawing her like this on this island. Doug?
Well, yeah, and I think it goes back to something that kind of comes up from time to time on Talking Simpsons. You know, one of their things is, oh, the animators must have had a real fun time drawing this background character or whatever. Like, anytime, I reckon it goes for any kind of animation. Anytime you get a chance to draw a sexy character in general, you know, a bit of fun, you take some liberties, you know.
Yeah, for real.
You know, and like you said, this is one of the few times that you actually get to see like the full on feminine side of Jesse. And yeah, Team Rocket's lounging, all their Pokemon are kind of in a pile, snoozing. The Magikarp submarine is docked, you know, just offshore. And they're like, ah, this is delightful. And Meow's like, yeah, the only problem is fur doesn't tan. And he said, you know, it's been a long time coming, and finally we're having our day in the sun. And,
a day off from stealing Pokemon.
And Meow's like, yeah, doing all that failing all the time is hard work. You know, so I mean, he can poke a little fun at himself. And Jesse's like, I wish you wouldn't use the word work. And, you know, today we're not even going to think about stealing Pokemon. Like, they're barely awake. And
they're on full vacation mode right now.
And then, you know, just as they're probably getting close to snoozing off, Marrow, Lapras, and Togepi kind of go floating by, and Marrow's using its tail as a flotation device to kind of, you know,
hang on to
Togepi, because who knows? Well, Togepi, I think, could fend for itself. I mean, we've seen on a few separate occasions that Togepi can get into some shit and kind of handle its own business if it needs to.
Yep.
And Team Rocket kind of sits up and they're like, that's Togepi. And you know what that means, don't you? And they're like the twerps, or in Japanese, the brat boys.
Brat boys.
even though it was a girl, so you know. And then, you know, we fade over to Lapras hanging out, eating some seaweed. Staryu and Goldeen are doing some laps. As we stated earlier, Togepi's playing with Mero's little bobber. We cut over and Bulbasaur's plucking some fruit out of the tree with some vine whips.
And this is where we learn that fucking Team Rocket is dumb as fuck.
Well, we knew this.
But they out of their mouth, they look up and okay, I'm gonna get this word for word. They said, and these are they literally named the Pokemon. Okay, so we know Team Rocket has Arbok, Weezing, Lickitung, and Victory Bell. Okay?
Right, right.
Out of their mouth, they say Pikachu, Charizard, Scyther, Venonat, Snorlax, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, a Pokemon Monster Rally! Oh my gosh, they really think out of all those Pokemon they just freaking named, that it's a good idea to try to ambush these.
Well, I mean, we've kind of done a good job of kind of establishing that everybody's in vacation mode. Maybe everybody will have their guard down.
Well, we'll see how that goes for Team Rocket today.
I predict it ain't going to go well, but, you know, here we are.
So, you go ahead and continue, bro.
So, So after Team Rocket comes up with their brilliant plan of getting all those Pokemon with just the four that they have, our heroes are walking back with arms and baskets full of fruit, and Scyther and... Well, Scyther's in an argument, and Snorlax is just kind of like, well, I'm hungry. And Scyther's like, no, you wait. Everybody's got to eat some of this food. And they run over to Scyther, and Tracy's like, what's up, Scyther? And Scyther's like, this big fat fuck. and, you know, Snorlax is just hungry. You know, the poor guy just had a nap. That's hungry work. And Ash is trying to play peacemaker. He's like, all right, Snorlax, we get it. You know, take it easy. It's not going to take us long to get everything put together. And Snorlax is like, but it's right there in front of me. I could have it now if I wanted. And
I'm hungry.
And there's a little rumble, and then all of a sudden Jigglypuff. I don't even know where the fuck I get. Well, I mean, Weeping Bell and Jiggly. Anyway, Jigglypuff pops out of a pile of fruit, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's Jigglypuff. We're fucked. What are we doing? And, you know, it starts to sing. And of course, you know, what happens when Jigglypuff sings? Everybody within the sound of its voice falls asleep. And,
which was,
you know,
good.
You didn't have to.
Which was good for Snorlax, because Snorlax was about to go ham on this island.
Yeah, and we'll see that in a second anyway. But, you know, so Jigglypuff finishes its little melody and looks around and goes, hum! And, you know, takes off the cap of the marker, and everybody wakes up like, okay, it's time to eat. And,
oh my gosh, I love the smiley face on Togepi.
Just a little on the side of its face. And, you know, Scyther is pissed, and, you know, Snorlax is still out of it. And they're like, maybe we should just let Snorlax sleep while we get lunch together. And everybody's like, I bet. And, you know, we get a nice shot of the sunset, and, you know, the Pokemon are having their own little picnic, and everybody's got a plate of food, and Snorlax and Charizard are still sleeping, but they've got plates of food in front of them, and
Charizard said, I'm too good for this food. Too good for this food. Oh, I'm too good. Yeah.
And,
I'm trying.
Ash is, well, you know, this. I mean, it's not you, it's this episode. And Ash is like, this is just what everybody needed. And, you know, and Misty's like, yeah, we haven't hung out together like this in a long time. And Tracy comes over, he's like, I hope everybody's ready for some nice, juicy fruit sandwiches. And I'm sitting there going, fruit sandwiches? And
they actually made it look pretty good. I mean,
But I don't think the bread would stand up to the juices of the fruit.
I don't think so either, unless he squeezed the juice out. But then what's the point?
Right. So, but it's this big old plate of food, and it's nicely garnished with some lemon, and it looks like maybe a few grapes. And I mean, it's colorful. And And Misty kind of looks, and she's like, didn't we have any bologna or Swiss cheese or peanut butter? And Tracy's like, well, Misty, bologna and Swiss cheese don't grow on trees, and Ash ate all the peanut butter last week. and then
they just start staring at her, and Misty's like, why are you looking at me like that?
Like, I've never had a fruit sandwich before. And, you know, they kind of look stunned, and then we pan out just a little bit, and we find out that Snorlax is behind her, and she looks up, and well, Snorlax is woken up from its nap, and he takes one paw and just picks up the tray of sandwiches and goes, Snorlax, just baha, and just gone, just as Tracy says, gone in one bite. And Snorlax is like, that'll do. And he scratches his tummy, and we cut. It looks like they didn't quite edit out the cut to commercial here. And we come back, and everybody's watching the silverware in, or the plates. Well, yeah, in the water, and
that's sanitary.
Well, you know, it's natural water.
True.
There's a nice shot. Squirtle and Bulbasaur are on opposite sides of the lake, and Bulbasaur is holding up a plate, and the Squirtle goes, and of course, you know, Snorlax is out again. And
because it ate its food.
And Ash is pissy. He's like, Snorlax did all the eating, and now we're doing all the work. And
go get some fruit. There's still a bunch of fruit.
I'm saying, it's not like Tracy used all the fruit to make those sandwiches.
For real.
And Tracy's like, boy, Snorlax isn't shy about eating and sleeping whenever he wants, is he? And
Togepi and Meryl are playing with Meryl's tail again.
And, you know, Misty's making cracks about Ash not knowing how to train his Snorlax, and
he's a 10-year-old boy with a Pokemon that weighs 800 pounds.
And he caught with a flute, for goodness sakes.
Yes.
And we cut over, and Scyther is doing Karate Kid shit on a rock, and we kind of get the impression that he's trying to, like, punk out Charizard. Charizard doesn't give two shits about nothing. And
Ash literally says, and I don't know, where does Ash get in on talking about Tracy Scyther? But he literally says, I hope Scyther cuts it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Charizard will keep its cool.
Didn't think we were dealing with Silent on this episode.
Yeah, for real.
I didn't quite like, you know, Ash making cracks about other people's Pokemon, but I guess Misty tells him he's not a good trainer on a regular basis, so what are we doing?
She literally just said, you're a bad trainer for Snorlax.
And then it's nighttime, and everybody's bunkered in for the night, and Pikachu wakes up, and Ash's sleeping bag is empty. And he's like, oh, shit, where'd he get off to? And we pan down from the sky, and Ash is sitting on a rock, and he's looking at the GS ball. And he's like, there has to be something different besides the color. And he's like, I wonder if there's something inside it. And Pikachu's like, what you doing? And and I want to stop on this GS ball for a second. As you said, this doesn't really get addressed.
Nope, not even in the, and you saw the final episode. We never find out in the 1,234 episodes what is inside that damn GS ball.
Son of a bitch.
Never.
That's lazy.
Very.
That's what that is.
Piss me off.
Yeah, I'm saying. And so Ash and Pikachu are looking at the stars, and he's like, you can't see them as bright back home, can you, Pikachu? And Pikachu's like, nope, sure can. And Ash is like, boy, the Orange Islands sure have been different, haven't they? And he's only got two badges. What are you talking about, four?
I said he needs four.
Well, he needs four, my bad.
Yes.
I was like, motherfucker. And he's like, and then we have a montage of him getting his two badges. So they really didn't give a shit about this episode, did they?
No, not at all.
Freaking montage in it and shit. So we get out of it, and He's like, I wonder what's coming up next in the Orange Islands as we get more badges. And he's like, you know, we're going to do our best to win, aren't we, Pikachu? And Pikachu's like, I sure hope so. Otherwise, what are we doing here? And get another shot of the sky. We see a shooting star. And then
Tracy starts sleep talking. Talking about, oh, there's Zapdos. There's Articuno. There's Moltres. He's like, I better make a sketch of these before they disappear. And he just
collapses. He's got his imaginary sketch pad, and he just collapses. Misty's like, oh, he was dreaming, and she falls asleep. And then we see what the cause of all this was. His victory bell is raining down its sleep powder on everybody, but Charizard is unaffected because it's behind a bush, which I think is just poor planning.
It's just funny.
And we see that Scyther isn't affected because it's up in a tree. And we cut over to Team Rocket. And boy, your Victory Bell sleep powder really does work. And James is like, ah, yes, we're a knockout combination. Team. Aren't we Vicky, old pal? And Victor Bell just goes, home. And
just swallows them. But the funniest part was James actually gets some lines in here. He's like, cease, desist, stop already. You've chewed me up.
And then Jesse has a suction cup launcher.
Bazooka.
She's like, things are about to, bazooka. And she's like, things are about to get sticky, and all the Pokemon within range get suction cups dropped on them.
And I want to point out that the suction cup for Snorlax landed on its foot.
Well, it doesn't matter where it lands; it wasn't going to get him. It could have gotten him square dead center in the stomach. It wasn't going to get him.
But that was just bad. It landed on his damn foot. Like, all he has to do is just turn on his side, and he'll literally break this damn bazooka gun.
Well, what are you gonna do? There's only 4 minutes left in the episode. What are you gonna do?
For real.
Miguel's like, okay, now all we gotta do is reel him in. And now everybody's being brought closer, you know, Psyduck and Togepi and Meryl and Venonat. There's no problem. Psyduck, Togepi, and Squirtle, and Bulbasaur. There's no problem. And then, obviously, they run into a problem because they can't get Snorlax because he's fucking gigantic.
Meowth is like, he needs to lay off the snacks.
Like, that's going to do anything. And then all of a sudden we see a flash, and the tether is cut. And then we see Scyther has obviously cut the tether, and Charizard walks up and he's like, I've dealt with these fuckers before. And we're like, how come Scyther and Charizard are awake? And
they're like, uh-oh.
And he's like, oh, James pops his head out of Victory Bell. I think it needs a touch more training. And Scyther and Charizard let out a battle cry, and that kind of alerts everybody.
Roar!
Roar! Everybody wakes up, and Bulbasaur and Squirtle notice their suction cups on their backs, and Meryl's kind of sitting there just kind of happy to be awake. I'm not really worried about the suction cup, just, you know. Psyduck's looking like, is there something on my nose?
What is this?
And Ash comes a running, and he's like, what's going on? And they're like, we don't know, we just woke up. And all of a sudden a freaking zip line comes and attaches itself to the trunk of a tree, and
they just run into it.
Jesse and James come sliding down like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, and they do a full-on George of the Jungle and run into the tree, like you said. I mean, just swack, just... Blah. And...
Fucking Meowth comes down on the damn zip line. He's like, I'll take care of it. And he takes his claws out and goes, whack, whack. And just completely scratches Jesse and James, like, square in the face.
And they've got three scratch marks just going, like you said, just across their face, just fucking diagonally. And, like, and Team Rocket's like, we're going to take your Pokemon. And Ash is like, we could take you down in our sleep. Or Misty says that, actually.
For real.
That's when they throw out Arbok and Weezing. And Ash is like, all right, Pikachu, time to show them. And Weezing uses its smoke screen. And everybody starts, heh, heh. And that's when Scyther does... sword dance to kind of wisp the smoke away, and Weezing gets hurled into Arbok, and Scyther's like, that was a lot, that was a lot, I shouldn't spin like that, that was a, and
Tracy just comes over and is like, you did a good job, it's okay.
And Ash is like, no, Bulbasaur, use your Vine Whip. And he Vine Whips Arbok and Weezing, and Squirtle hits him with a water gun. That knocks him into Team Rocket.
Oh, no!
And then
boom!
Pikachu uses Thunder Shock, and everybody gets fried. And then it's going to be a three-way tackle. But then
Charizard,
it's like, no, I got this. And he just uses freaking, I don't know, I think like a flamethrower.
I'm guessing that's flamethrower. And then Scyther comes in with a skull bash. And Team Rocket goes blasting off again! Ding.
Yeah, and they just get knocked airborne and they're gone. Which, you know, they literally get knocked to the moon. And you're like, you know, bye-bye now. And she's like, y'all did a great job. And everybody's like, yep. And Charizard and Scyther are back, you know, staring daggers at each other. And
Ash is like, oh, come on. We're supposed to be celebrating. We just won, not fighting.
And they're like, fine.
But they're both alpha males. So remember, everybody, Scyther was basically the head of its pack. Charizard don't take shit from nobody. So they're both just like, all right, we'll do this another day, and just walk away. I wonder if they settled their differences together back at Professor Oak's place.
I would reckon, you know, he's got that whole big field behind his lab.
Yeah.
You know, they could go and have a knockdown drag out there.
They could. But but they walk away from each other, and Ash is confused, and he's like, oh, I thought they were about to fight each other. And they're like, no, they're just flexing their muscles. They're too tough, and it looks like they respect each other, Tracy goes. And he's like, oh, I hope so, because I would hate to be a referee of that match. And Pikachu's like, yeah, Pika! And then we're here to the following morning, as I believe we should have, how we should start every episode instead of in the water, is, all right, Lapras, we're ready! And then they're off to the grind again, and they're just leaving this island, and the narrator takes us out, telling us that they've refreshed their spirits and that they're on to continue their journey. Blah, blah, blah. That's the end of the fucking episode, or was it? Because we're back with Team Rocket.
Duh. Yeah, they do a rare fade up and fade down, because we find out where Team Rocket landed, and it's this little kind of this little puny island. And they're like, oh, well, we shouldn't have tried to snag that Snorlax, and now we're stuck in the middle of nowhere. James is like, well, we really can't do anything about it. We might as well just enjoy ourselves. And Meowth's like, all right, no work, let's fucking go. And a Farfetch pops up. And like, that's a Farfetch. Those are super rare.
We can get a lot of money for those.
If we brought one of those to the boss, he'd surely forgive our debt. And Meowth's like, oh yeah, well, why should we stop at one? And then like the whole flock pops up. And they're like, oh shit, we might be in trouble. And all of a sudden, the leader Farfetch is like, ready? And then they just start whacking him with their onions. And
leeches.
Leeches, whatever the fuck. And then they scream up and they're like, ah, get us out of here. And the shot of them silhouetted against the sun is the end of the episode.
And I give this episode a 2.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
So
I can't give that anything more than that. I'd be lying to myself.
Yeah, for real. So
I had more fun talking about it than I did watching it.
So let's do a little bit of homework real quick, Doug. So starting next week, we will be starting Pokemon Master Journeys. It will also be the return of our premium Patreon subscriber, Grant. He will be making an appearance again next week, starting off our Master Journeys, just like he started off our Pokemon guest run for our 5-week thing that we did with Ash's final episodes. So he will be back next week. Do you have anything else that you would like to add, Doug?
No, I'm excited to chop up another episode with Grant. It'll be our opening foray into the Master Journeys world, which is exciting in and of itself. So we kind of get a double whammy next week, which is really cool. So yeah, very much looking forward to that.
So, all right. Well, other than that, we tried to make this episode as entertaining for you, and I hope that we gave you a whole bunch of snippets that you can sit here and laugh at to get by this episode. But for now, we are leaving the Orange Islands and Black and White on the burner again. And we're going to get ready to start some new Pokemon episodes next week. So say goodbye, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you, we will come back to this at some point. Have a good night, everybody.